You can play without expansions.
Yeah, hello, can we?
Hello, and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Hey-o. Jay, Zach, and Matt.
What
the
up?
Three.
The best three.
Wow.
And today, we're talking about Secret Level, episodes 1-4.
1-4.
What is Secret Level, you ask? Well, it's a secret.
Yep, can't tell
you. It's a wonderful series on the Amazon Prime.
A wonderful series, Jack.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's really uplifting.
It is. It
really raises your spirits.
It does. I don't know what show you're not watching, but it does to me.
Jake, are you a robotist?
A robotist?
Are you a robot sympathizer?
Yeah, are you a fan of Xan?
Yeah, are you a Xanist?
Zenyatta has taught me that robots can be peaceful and loving.
No, these guys were not peaceful and loving. They murdered
not all robots. Not all robots out there.
Well, actually, speaking of robots.
Hashtag not all robots.
Well, you know, speaking of robots, this show reminded me a lot of Love, Death, and Robots.
Yeah.
I know Matt watched that. You did too, Jay?
No, yeah. You don't know that? I have never seen it.
What?
You've never seen it? Nice.
No, I've never seen it.
Oh,
interesting. You guys have talked about it, but I've never seen it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it has very similar stylistic feels and pacing and all that stuff. Let's just go through them. Yeah, I watched these on the air on my plane to LA. So,
okay, so you might have missed some of the subtle nuances.
No, why would I miss any subtle nuances?
The tiny little screen.
If anything, it made me want it even more.
Ew.
Anyways, let's go through it.
Okay, so the beginning, the first episode is Dungeons and Dragons. Off to a good start with the game selection, though Matt
not
is a
really. I don't agree. What? I don't agree about that at all. Well, first of all, Dungeons and Dragons is not a video game.
What are you talking about?
What about Baldur's Gate?
Well, Dungeons and Dragons video game.
Then call it Baldur's Gate.
There's Dungeons and Dragon games.
Like, name one.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Baldur's Gate.
Zach, stop saying Baldur's Gate. What year did the Dungeons & Dragons video game come out?
A while ago, but it was still a video game that came out.
Okay, well, the other point is that it's not only not a video game, no matter what Jay says, but also they've made like multiple Dungeons & Dragons movies already.
So
if they only have so many games to choose from, I would not do one that they've already done. That's all. That's all I'm trying to say. That's all I'm saying.
They need to get the butts in the seats.
Yeah, it's a hot commodity. What are you talking about?
That was popular.
So popular. Ridiculously popular.
Also, I still don't feel like any of the D&D movies have truly captured a certain je ne sais quoi of D&D.
Although the last one came close.
The last one came the closest, Jay, I agree. But
how many bards?
It's a game that can have so many stories. Why limit yourself to just a couple?
That's why they need more.
And that's what we got.
All right. So we start with a guy. It's like the opening of Skyrim, which is also kind of like Dungeons & Dragons, I guess. with a kid who's a prisoner, and he's having dark visions, kind of like Baldur's Gate.
Well, it's such a good like story prompt, right? It's like you see a bunch of bad guys, and they have a prisoner. Obviously, you're going to jump in if you're a good party. Which your party is. That reminds me of a classic story when we played D&D in like middle school, when there was a kid in the cage used to tempt us into a trap. Do you remember that story, Matt?
No, I don't.
Where ZJ's little brother Woody was the fighter and he held the rope.
Oh, yeah.
And someone called out to get him and he just let go for no reason. Good times.
I do remember that. He wrote some fan fiction about that, if I recall correctly.
You do? Uh-oh.
That sounds like a fun little trick.
Of course. That's what happens when you play with your little brother. So they become a rescue party. We get a fight that's mostly off screen. Good times there.
And he joins the party, and they're taking care of him.
And a sorcerer is watching. Motherfucking sorcerer.
Yeah, it's a party of only three people, which I didn't quite understand.
Four people? What?
Oh, well, the fourth guy wasn't even... he's not around. I didn't even realize they had a fourth guy until the fight scene.
Well, apparently until now.
Well, you forgot. You're just so forgettable. You forgot.
Well, in that scene, in that scene, there's only three people. It seemed like there were only three people in the adventuring party because the druid got. Is he a druid?
I don't know.
The guy with the stick?
Yes.
Presumably.
Yeah. Like, he doesn't say. I don't even remember him being in that scene, but maybe he is. I just didn't notice.
Yeah. So the sorcerer's watching. Sorcerer's watching. They rescue the kid. There's a part where they name drop the Book of Vile Darkness.
They do?
That's awesome. This, like, see those tattoos on his face? It's right out of the Book of Vile Darkness.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. This guy's fucking me up. So we get to see some magic healing in action when he stabs the paladin. She just touches himself to heal it.
Storm. Crap.
Oh, crap.
Right. And they say, you know, you're sick. We're going to help you. We know what's going on with you. He says, no, you can't help me. Blah, blah, blah.
No, leave me. Leave me.
Yeah, don't sacrifice yourself for me. Yeah.
This
and, then there's a chase scene.
Well, so, you know, dude, it channels the D&D feeling where there needs to be a fight or some kind of action, like, every 5 minutes or else the players get bored.
Yep, that's definitely true. And it's true.
Plus, these segments are only 15 minutes long, so...
Well, this one had more fighting than some other ones.
That's right.
Right, so they have the boring exposition, which, yeah, most players aren't going to pay attention to.
And, I know I didn't.
Yeah, I know I didn't either. and then they're off. They're off. They're going to take him to somebody who will help him, right? You guys remember this?
Yeah.
Yep. It's a great plot hook, as I say. Jay, as a DM, you want to weigh in?
It's a typical thing in the D&D world. I still like it. It's still fun and exciting. It's always something is inside something.
It requires the potty not to be total jerks, so they have to actually have to care about someone besides themselves.
There's usually you can rely on at least one person per group to do something like that. Not everybody though. There's always the one guy who gets off by being, you know, edgy. Oh, why do we need that? We don't need their help. Oh, you want to go hire that NPC, dude?
I would love to. Okay, so
all right. So there's chase, and then they get to they set the wizard. The wizard says, "I'm gonna, you know, you guys go on ahead. We'll hold them off."
What a cliche.
The dwarf monk was pretty awesome, though.
The dwarf monk was the best part. But you guys notice that all the post-apocalyptic statues in this show? Like when they run over the river, it's made out of a sword.
I didn't think that was post-apocalyptic. I thought somebody made that.
Yeah, you're right. It's an old statue.
Yeah.
Everything in D&D world is old.
Because everything in D&D is post-apocalyptic.
Zach loves that theory.
I don't know it's about post-apocalyptic. What do you mean by post-apocalyptic?
Don't ask, Kevin. He talks about it all the time.
Yes, I do.
You never heard it. You guys want to kill this guy?
Sure.
Okay.
So Jay, like, who built all the dungeons that you crawl through?
Dwarves.
When?
When they were living and enjoying life.
So what happened to them? Where did they go?
They went somewhere else. By jerks.
Probably anti-dwarf jerks.
Anti-dwarfists.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who built all the super powerful magical items you find just sitting around?
No.
Wizards.
A wizard did it.
A wizard made it and then left.
Yeah.
Anybody want anything of that, any of that stuff?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, a wizard. I mean, yeah, it's all wizards and whatnot.
Okay. Wizards and dragons.
Anyway, so there's a point where the kid saves the gnome wizard by
and he gets shot in the back by a bunch of ice spikes, but then he seems fine a few minutes later, so I guess it's not that big of a deal.
Well, he still had hit points left, obviously.
Yeah. Ooh. But it makes it seem like a heroic sacrifice. Excuse me, and then it's...
Can we go to the turtle?
Yeah. Ooh. we can.
I have to do the turtle quest.
Well, oh, the turtle's right there. Okay, I'll go get the guys. This is the site of our last stand last time.
Hello, turtle friend.
A song for the last band.
right. So that was a nice moment.
They go in, they meet the dragon friend.
Yeah. The good dragon, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, always nice to see.
It's kind of a cool character.
Yeah.
And you feel like everything is going to be fine.
Yeah.
You know?
And plot twist, did you guys see the plot twist coming?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Yes.
I found it very unsatisfying, though. I don't feel like it's a satisfying plot twist where it was like the guy was dumb.
What guy was dumb? Dragon?
The dragon was dumb.
It wasn't dumb.
He's like, I can handle it. Oh wait, no, I can't.
Well, no, that's why it's so scary. Is that even this dragon guy couldn't handle it.
Scary. Yeah. I mean, well, also considering what it was, yeah, extremely hard to handle. The god of all dragons.
Is that what that guy was?
The god of all dragons? Jay, I thought he was just a dragon.
Tiamat is the god of all dragons.
Yeah.
Okay. What a guy. So the lich shows up. Meanwhile, the lich is coming in.
With his goons.
Yeah, the dwarf one continues to be cool. He's like smashing people. No problem.
Yeah, it was like a big fight. Good fight. Good fight.
Well, do you guys remember the part where this big bat thing comes down to fight the dwarf monk and he like easily destroys it?
Well, he doesn't destroy it, but he runs past it. Yeah.
No, I thought he killed it somehow. I'm trying to remember. Well,
no, I don't remember.
I mean, he just takes it down.
Take it down.
Okay. So then Solon, which is the little kid, Solon, whatever, he's okay, but then the dragon's in trouble. I like to reveal that suddenly Solon has superpowers.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was dumb. He's supposed to be like a commoner.
Nope. He's
supposed to be a level one commoner. And he can put up a field that could stop Tiamat. It's stupid.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you're sounding like me where you're just turning off your brain and going along for the ride.
It is Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
Well, Dungeons and Dragons has rules.
It does have rules and the rule of cool.
The first and most important rule.
So I do sort of agree that if this guy could take over the dragon, why didn't the kid should have been like not able to resist it at all?
He had been resisting.
Apparently, he's a secret high level cleric this whole time.
Yeah. Looks like we found our cleric.
But also, typically, those types of curses lower your abilities and your stats, so you can't do like crazy high. Because you're much like Wolverine and his adamantium poisoning, it requires him to be fighting the evil, so he can't take advantage of their abilities.
I bet you guys also like the part where the big badass lich high level wizard gets turned into a slug and then that's it.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Polymorph too powerful, please nerf.
Well, I personally don't think that counts, that qualifies as the rule of cool. I don't think that's cool. I think it's lame.
Well, I mean, it is in fact not cool.
It happens in games. It's just super rare.
Get a lucky roll.
Critical failure on your saving throw. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had this discussion before. Just because it's cool and just because it happens doesn't mean it has to happen in your narrative side to entertain. But whatever.
Yeah. Good point, Elan.
What?
From the Order of the Stick.
Enemy Deadhead.
So we get the hero shot where they're all lined up, looking cool, to face down this apparently like dragon god. I don't know what they think they're doing.
They transfer the like essence to the dragon, and he's like, "Oh, you're safe now, young man." And then he seems like he dies, and he turns into Tiamat.
Yeah,
yeah, he.
I can't believe you don't know who's
just a vessel.
Me?
Yeah, you.
I'm not a nerd.
Did you even read? Did you even read Forgotten Realms?
Yeah, like in middle school.
Oh, burn.
By the way, there's only 12 people left, so let's stay frosty.
I want to go get some gas and some healing for the car.
Is it? Oh, okay. There's a spot you can do that. So, okay. So the hero shot, and then it cuts out right before the big fight. That I was disappointed, but not surprised.
No,
because how are they going to pull that off?
It's not surprising. Not surprising.
Yeah.
That's left to your imagination.
I mean, the party.
Okay, so then episode one is called The Queen's Cradle. Did they ever explain why it's called that?
I think that's like the shit in his mind. It was like the queen something.
Okay.
Because, well, isn't Tiamat Jay the queen of dragons or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
basically.
Something to do with her.
Nice job, dude.
Yeah, you're welcome. I am a nerd.
And of from the shell of another great and ancient dragon burst forth her spirit.
So, I think there's two teams left.
Yeah, so let's just stay frosty. We could win this thing for the Gipper.
Yeah, let's just get in zone.
Okay, so we're moving on to episode two.
All right, I got to reheal the car, though.
Which is about a quest for revenge.
Someone's shooting.
So, Jay, what's the deal with this game?
Which one?
The second episode.
Sifu?
Sifu, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, what so is Sifu was 4 or 5 years? 4 years ago? You are a martial artist and you are taking down all the martial artists, and yeah. It's basically what that game what they showed. It's you fighting people, you die, you restart. But it's slightly different.
In most games you die and restart though, right?
Yeah, but this game is actually restart explained. And yeah.
Yeah.
And you're slightly different each time.
It's like part of the game, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Is an actual explanation.
Yeah. Apparently the game is amazing. I have it, I just haven't played it. Much like every other game I own.
Who's got the time for that?
Yeah. But it's the mechanics are really cool. I've watched a lot of it online. But yeah, and it has the exact same aesthetics. It's just a fun romp, and I enjoyed the way this played out.
Okay, so it's kind of like the D&D episode, where it's basically like a episode of the game.
So it's, in the beginning...
So it's a Blade Runner world.
Yeah, he's eating dumplings, and this lady's like, I spent 60 years of my life making dumplings.
It's like, what a waste of a life.
Better than being a martial artist and just hitting people all the time, I say.
I agree.
Dumplings and punching things and people.
And we learned that his parents were murdered, just like Batman's parents. And then I guess he was killed by the same people that killed his parents. But he came back.
He had the totem of life that allows him to respawn.
Yeah, did they ever explain where he got it from?
Nah. Does he respawn at full HP?
Yes.
And why does he look older?
He's slightly different each time. He inherits other spirit. Like, he takes over. Yeah.
Okay, but in this show it made it seem like he's just getting old. Like, he's getting a new body, but it's always older.
Well, I mean, every time he respawns, you see a little bit of a glimmer as his soul reincarnates, and then he comes back. So, and then he stands up, and then he's a little older. He's a little different. He's not always, like, dramatically older, but you could distinctly tell he has different features. His face is also different than it was.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's not like he just has old people, like... eye crows and stuff like that. He legitimately becomes someone else.
Okay. Yeah. But it's not a totally different person, because at the end she says, you look just like him, but older. And they all look pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remind me of him.
Yeah. I also like when the two bullies, as I call them, come by and the old lady says, they'll kill you. And he says, you get used to it. I actually like that line, even though it's a little over the top, but it is video game writing, of course.
I didn't really want to go this one kind of like blow by blow, because it's pretty much the same. He fights and gets killed and fights and comes back.
Fights, grows a beard.
Yeah. I thought the only thing that I was different from formula that I didn't understand. I wanted you guys to mansplain it to me is the part where he's in like the netherworld and there's all the other spirits. That part made I felt like I understood what was happening then. It's like, okay, now it's your turn to take over other guy. But then there's like fighting within the netherworld. I didn't get that.
Who wants to get out of the netherworld?
Well, it's like he's always fighting other people that want to go in.
Yeah, he wants to be... So, again, multiple spirits trying to come out, and then he's fighting because he has revenge on his mind.
Yeah, they all don't want to turn at life.
Okay.
Give me a life.
But okay.
Get a life. Yeah. See, I thought they were his past selves when he goes into the netherworld.
Yeah, this episode didn't really commit to that idea of it all being different people. They all seem like same versions. Like it's like it even like a multiverse. Like they're all same versions of the one guy. But
mm-hmm. Yeah, so he grows a beard. He fights his way to the boss, who I guess is the guy who killed his dad. We miss the boss fight that happens off screen.
And bastards. Then
he comes back old second time. Time they've done this to me.
At least they have a conclusion for this one. You know, where he wins.
Very satisfying story, if not exactly creative. That's okay though. Anything else?
Jay, have you watched Altered Carbon?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good show. It reminded me of this.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Good call. Good point.
Yeah. Not exactly the same, of course, but
yeah.
Similar idea.
Had a lot of similar beats and feels.
Yeah, totally. Down to the martial arts. Anything else to say about episode 2?
Not enough naked women like in Altered Carbon.
It was cute.
Yeah. I liked it. Yes.
I enjoyed it.
Okay, so moving on to the next one, The New World, which is another game. I had heard of Sifu or Shifu.
Sifu.
Have you, Jay? Because I'm pretty sure Matt has it.
I know. I haven't.
I think. So,
this is not very confident.
Yeah, I don't really remember if I did.
They should have called it Colonization, one of my favorite games.
Oh, God. You don't like that game anymore.
I love that game. I need to play it again.
Have you played it recently?
Well, I played it. No. I played it on. I played the version of it that was on the Civilization 4 engine, and I liked it.
All right. That's tough.
Good. At least you liked something.
Yeah, I liked something.
So, so it's the Age of Sail, and there's this king who's leading this big navy, and then immediately dies.
And it's stunk. And we got a big guest star for this episode.
Who's that?
Jay.
You.
The guy who plays the king.
I didn't look up who plays the king.
You guys didn't look it up.
Nope.
It's Arnold.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, wait, who's this guy? Why does he sound so familiar? Oh. Arnold.
He did a good job. He barely has an accent. It took his whole life, but he finally got an American accent. He did sound a little bit like Arnold, but I assumed it was a professional voice actor doing an impression.
Well, there you go. That's what happens when you assume.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Maybe I should watch it again.
He did a good job, too, I thought.
Yeah, I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm your king. He didn't sound like a thousand years old, like Arnold.
I thought he was a good character. I thought he, you know, like
it was a good
flawed and funny and stuff like that. So
well, it's nice to see a character who finally has some passion for what he's doing.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
I must fight.
I have to avenge my father.
yeah,
Matt. You want? I found some porta bunkers for you.
I'm already maxed on porta bunkers, but thank you. Yeah. So they land. He's not deterred by the fact that
his whole army is
at the bottom of the briny deep. Yeah, his buddy is a guy with one hand.
Mm-hmm.
And they go and they try to conquer the kingdom and. But the guy dies, and then he learns, oh my god, he can't actually die here. He'll just respawn, just like the other guy and the other one. So, a little derivative, perhaps, you might say.
Well, it wouldn't have bothered me, except it was exactly the same as the other, the one we just had. The one.
Yeah, exactly.
That one also had people who, a guy who can't die.
Right, exactly.
So that was interesting.
Exactly.
And so, we're in a boss battle.
But I did like the montage. Yeah, I'm here. I did like the montage where he tries to fight the other king in all sorts of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You guys got to target the eyes, I think.
So I thought the reveal was Aelstorm or whatever the guy's name is. I thought that the reveal wasn't going to be that he's bad at stuff. I thought it was going to be that the other king is immortal, so he's had his whole life to practice whatever chess and wrestling and blah, 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 blah.
It's probably both. It's probably a little bit of both. You know.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah, the other guy is probably pretty good. I was kind of, maybe this is foolish of me to think this, but I was kind of wondering if, I mean, obviously it's going to end with him stopping his quest somehow. So I thought they were going to do something where it's like, okay, you can kill me, like you can beat me, but you can't kill me. And like the people here don't want you to be their king, so like that you can't make them be their king. You know, you can't make them be the king. You can't kill them.
So, what's gonna happen? It's stupid. Something else.
Why do they have to follow you? And then he learns a valuable lesson
about friendship.
Yeah. He does learn a valuable lesson about friendship, just not the one I was expecting.
Yeah, I pretty much had the same thoughts of. Oh, okay. So, at the same time, I mean, that's kind of how it goes, anyways, because the actual ruler is so resigned. He doesn't even bother to, like, really waste his energy.
Yeah. Like, that's what he said, right? I'm tired of killing you. That was great.
Would you guys think about the part where he goes on this quest to level up, to use video game parlance? And,
I didn't really know what to make of it.
Uh-huh.
To get the armor. I mean, again, yeah. it's like I feel like Rian Johnson wrote this episode because it's all about subverting expectations, right?
There is a lot of that. Mm.
Yeah.
But at least there was some humor in it, unlike the rest of the series.
Everything else?
There was a lot of humor in it, and it was good. It was probably the best one for that reason, I would say.
But it didn't make me interested in playing the video game because, I never heard of the game, so... I'm a little skeptical. Mm-hmm. It could be as good as the short. But isn't that what you want from this series? Is you take a game and you make something new and better with it?
You make, yeah, I think so. Give it a different medium. Give it a different flavor.
If the game is like the short, I don't know. I mean, like, it's kind of like, both of these ones kind of use a gimmick to kind of explain why the player can't actually die and lose the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything about the New World game itself that makes it all that distinct from other, like, I thought it was like to be like Assassin's Creed, you know, like historical setting, blah, blah, blah. But
best to be king. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. And then like when he respawned, I thought he'd be like, oh, he's going to be back at the control center. But,
and yet I live still.
After watching it, I was like, ooh, is this like a crafting simulator? I'd be down with that.
Yeah, right. That's right. But you know, I mean, it was good. It was like a character arc, unlike say the last two episodes. The No Wizard has a character arc in the Dungeons and Dragons one. She realizes that the kid's not bad for no reason.
Did you guys figure out that he was building the arm for his friend until it was revealed?
Yeah. Yes.
I think so. Not too long before it was revealed. But yeah, it was cute. It was a nice moment.
Yeah.
Saturday morning cartoon moment.
Do you think they're going to escape the world?
I don't.
Think anyone escapes the world.
Boy, it sounds boring.
That's kind of like not even the point, you know?
Yeah.
The points are the friends you made along the way.
Yeah, it's not that kind of story.
Yeah. He even learns the other woman's language. Aw, what a guy. What a guy.
Almost like
he's got a good heart. He was just raised a little wrong.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay, so finally we get Unreal Tournament, which is a game I'm pretty sure I've never played.
Wow.
Yeah, but you played Elite. You played Elite Force on the Unreal Engine.
Yeah, I'm sure I played many derivatives of it.
So I mean, I knew the premise. You're multi-level guns shooting at bots.
It's a tournament.
Well,
you have the bots.
I mean, it's basically. I mean, it's playing multiplayer Halo.
That's right. But they have this whole story about the robots that rebelled, the mining robots, killed their humans with lots of expository dialogue at that part, which I thought was kind of funny.
Yeah, I have to admit the part, I don't know if this was the point. Jay, do you want to ride on top?
That's fine.
But
we're still in zone.
I know, but I want to go to a gas station and find a big car. I laughed in the montage where the robots are all being killed in horrific ways.
What? You monster.
It's just funny. I don't know. And like, and he's like reacting, and Zan is like reacting in horror.
you're the reason why the robots are going to uprise against us.
Yeah. He's like, oh my God, my fellow robots. They're humanity. They're robanity.
I thought it was ridiculous when they had the robot jail with like robots and handcuffs. It's like, robots committed a crime and now you're going to be punished. It's like, but they're robots. Just reprogram them.
Yeah. It's a very silly premise.
They did explain it, that it's like, oh, okay, it's actually bread and circuses for the masses. Okay. Yeah. But it was still like just an absurd visual.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was meant to be funny. But yeah, I mean, still
kind of. It's supposed to be
ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, sarcastic.
It seemed pretty serious. Unless it's like supposed to be like Starship Troopers. Or it's subtle satire.
I think that's what it is. It's like dark humor.
Mm.
Satirical.
Satirical. Do you guys like all the dialogue from, I guess, Unreal Tournament and then games that ripped off of it, like double kill, rampage?
Yeah.
Assist.
Well, I mean, that is Unreal. Those were all direct.
Yeah, but they're not, it's not just Unreal. I mean, there's lots of fighting games that have.
Yeah, but they were the originators.
Oh, okay.
So, but I was struck this time, I know it's silly, they should do a Penny Arcade about this, but who builds these like huge arenas? I guess the mechs do. Robots do, but it's like ridiculously big for them just to run around and shoot each other in it.
Who makes the Colosseums?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good point. Actually, that's a really good analogy, Jay, because it's like the same size as the Colosseum.
I mean, we don't have Colosseums anymore, but oh crap. Zach, should we get there's a whole team. Enemy ahead of right ahead of us.
Oh gosh.
All right. I didn't really like the part where I never liked the part where like humanity dies. Fortunately, that didn't happen really in this episode, but
the humans are the bad guys. They're so mean.
They weren't bad enough. They weren't bad enough to justify humanity dying in this episode, in my opinion. You know what? They had mechs, they had robots do work for them.
Yeah, who would do such a thing?
Yeah, it doesn't seem that bad.
But, well, it's it's not that bad until they just destroy them.
So when he lets them into the network, that was like ridiculous.
What? He didn't realize there was an artificial intelligence that was capable of hacking the system.
Yeah, it's a little bit silly.
Anything else to say about? I like the ending where the robot forced, like, caused the stadium to crush the
to rebel.
Oh god!
Well, to crush the guards. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed this episode a lot. It was. I wish to showcase the speed of Unreal Tournament, because Unreal Tournament's like the pacing of that game is ridiculous. You're on like full throttle nonstop, and it's super fast. So I wish I had that aspect to it, but I like the brutality of it. Like, I thought it was really interesting, and it gives a little backstory to like why you're fighting in this game, which is really cool. But yeah, like when that, like going back to that hacker, I was like, oh God, come on. You know better than to plug an unknown USB into your computer. Something else that's off the network. Come on, weirdo. Yeah.
And then, there's no reason. There's no reason to have like bots that you know are like psycho killers connected to your network. You know, come on,
absolutely.
But I found it was what I've probably because I was on watching it in on a tablet. I was always confused as to like, do they just let that one bot just constantly survive? And they why didn't they just?
Because he always wins.
Yeah,
he's just that dangerous. He's like Maximus.
Yeah, I was just like, oh. Well, that's interesting. But a few times, like I was watching it on a small screen, I was like, oh, did they finally get that one? And then it just transferred his consciousness to another one. And then I was like, oh, wait, no, that's the same number four or whatever.
Yeah, because he had his hurt leg at one point and the other
bots. He replaces it. Yeah, replaces.
Yeah. Parts. That was cool. That was like Ender's Game when they were like coming up with strategies, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty sweet. Do you use like the rocket jump at one point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the
They also say the robots don't have combat protocols. Dun dun dun. Do they ever explain what happened with that?
I think it's just that they learn.
Yeah.
They have the ability to learn and get better at.
Okay. There's also a part where the boss lady tells the captain of the guard, "You don't have time for camping." Do you guys think it was too much? Kind of like Alien Romulus, too much with the princess.
No. Because that's the whole point of this of the series is to get as many references as you can to go have people go ooh because if they're longer episodes maybe but I mean they're so short and they're one offs that yeah no you're just trying to cram as many as you can and I like how in this way it made sense you don't want to camp because she wants these fights over with as fast as they can so at least it gave you that
yep there you go. Okay, so then at the end they say rebel, everybody rebel.
Yeah, rebel, and we don't know what they're we don't know like what's bad about their society.
Really? Like that, all the poor and the robots are forced to do all the labor for the elite, or under the boots.
We don't know that. The only thing we know is that robots have to mine. They're not forced to do it when they're made to do it.
Well, it's also a society that cruelly cheers on the cold-blooded murder of innocent robots in the arena. I guess not so innocent robots, actually. But there's
exactly.
Yeah, and at the end, don't you see? Don't they show something about how the rest of society outside of the elites are like kind of oppressed?
I think it's your typical cyberpunk world where like the corporations control everything, man.
Yeah, I didn't see anything like that, but.
I seem to remember there's a couple lines of dialogue of something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so what do we think of secret level 1 through 4? Any thoughts?
They're okay.
I thought it was just okay.
I thought it was fine. I like how short the episodes are, and it seems perfectly fine.
Yeah, I like the much like Star Wars Visions. I like the fact that it goes through different types of animation, different techniques to provide what we're watching. Gives you very different, distinct worlds to explore, and gives you a little bit more nuance to the world that these games inhabit. I really do appreciate the fact that they do that part.
Are they considered canon in all these games?
I doubt it.
Yeah, I don't know. I doubt it too. I'm just asking. Sorry, Jay, you were saying.
Oh no, that was actually a really good question. I mean, in all these games, you play as someone else, different, and it's you in those seats. So, I mean, I guess it could be canon for you.
Right.
But no, I appreciate it. It kept me awake for an hour and a half on the flight. So that's
an hour and a half. Wasn't it only it's episode 15 minutes? Did you watch the whole thing?
No, I watched a lot more than that.
I don't know.
I mean, even the first four by themselves were a little over an hour.
Yeah. That's a good sign.
Yeah. Cool. It's good for the ADHD generation, you know.
Cool. All right, so
that's a very good point.
So we move on to questions of the day then, speaking of the ADHD generation, so we can get out of here.
We'll move on to questions of the day. Low, you know, bad ones edition, since it's just the three of us.
Matt doesn't have to bring the good stuff.
No, I don't have to bring the good stuff.
Wow. Or bring the great stuff.
Well, that was never going to happen. The great stuff was never going to happen.
And Guru's tuning in. So maybe you should text me some answers.
All right, let's see what we got here. I'm a little distractified, as they say in Wicked, when they make up names for stuff.
Cute.
All I have is Earth Sprite.
What?
Earth Sprite?
Yeah, that's the only quest we have.
Okay.
Right, Zach? All right, never mind.
As far as I know.
All right, question number one. Comes to us courtesy of Zach. I'm definitely using this one because it's so bad.
I did that one.
Would you rather have $100 every time you pee or $500 every time you poop, and why?
Pee, 100% pee, because I pee so often.
Yep, yeah, I think pee is obvious. You'd have to kind of rebalance the money a little bit to make it worthwhile.
Unless you think you poop more than five times a day. I mean, wait. The math is wrong on that.
No, that sounds right.
Yeah, no, if you pee more than five times a day.
All right. Well, you could poop more than once a day too.
Yeah.
Right.
Well said.
Yeah.
I definitely would.
I have healthy one a day poops. So pee, come on.
Yeah, because the other thing is, think about this. You could be constipated for a really long time, but you always gotta pee.
Yeah,
well, so without urinary tract infection or whatever,
then you're earning that money.
You still have to pee, and it just sucks.
That's true. At least I'm making $100.
Even if it's a dribble, it's still pee.
God. Good point, Jay. That's words to live by. The remember that discussion we were having a long time ago about something related to this topic, and now I'm losing it.
Well, then lose it, get it back.
It was like how many times per day do you pee or something like that? Go see a doctor.
Yeah, how often do you go to the bathroom? And
that's right.
I was at 11. And I'm pretty sure it's higher than that.
Yeah.
Sorry,
just that one day was 11.
Anyway, so I think P is the obvious choice.
I think we're all going with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. I'll do a better one for question number two. Question number two comes to us courtesy of my 6-year-old son. Shout out to Ezra. Would you rather have gas or candy come out of your finger? Unlimited gas or candy come out of your finger?
Gas. What kind of gas? Do you say?
I've heard this question before.
No, we had a different one.
I've heard this question before.
I thought we had, if any liquid could come out of your finger, what would it be?
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, and I said the snake venom that was really expensive. The scorpion venom or something.
Yeah.
I would get gas 100%.
But what about an electric? What about you're not gonna have an electric car someday?
No, I won't.
But gas or what was it? Candy.
And even if I do, candy. I'd still be able to have gas.
Oh, like gasoline? I thought he meant like any kind of like, you know, gaseous substance.
Oh, what? I could understand that. I thought about that too, but I'm going with gasoline.
Gasoline.
Yeah, gasoline. Yeah, I agree. I mean, yeah, it's just a funny
car.
Yeah, idea. That's our car, I think. Oh, now we have a car near you. Okay, we're on our way. All right, all right. Well, I guess I need one that's like an actual. It's gonna be a little longer.
They're going to the.
Otherwise, our many viewers are going to be disappointed at the length of this episode. We're on our way, Jay. Dun 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 dun. Okay, yeah, we could do this one. I think this comes. I believe this comes to us courtesy of Guru, and I'm sorry if it's not or if I'm unsure about it. So you need to listen. Are you guys listening?
Yes, I'm listening.
Shoot it. All right. So in your life, there's
two cars.
Yeah. Let's get out of here. All right. So in your life, you can have. All right. So you're going to choose between three things. The two, you could do two out of three. The two you choose, you can get a lot of. And the one you don't choose, you have almost none. So do you choose money, power, or respect?
This one came from me. I want credit.
Okay.
It's inspired by a rap song.
Oh, okay.
So Guru and I talked it over, and we agree that... Well, actually,
respect.
We had different... No, we disagreed. I said I wanted money and power.
No, I say respect.
So you'd be like Donald Trump, where you have money and power, but nobody respects you?
Yeah, that's what I said. Well, what good is respect? That doesn't do me any good.
Respect gets you future jobs and money.
I don't need money. Like, I already have it.
Yeah, you already have money. You don't need more money.
Yeah, but it's good and wholesome money. I want the respect. I'm Asian. I want respect.
Are you assuming that Zach's money that he gets through this question is somehow through like nefarious means?
Well, how else do you think I have no respect? I get no respect. No respect at all. So, I mean, another good possible answer is you say money and respect, but no power. Because I don't want that kind of responsibility, but I'm sticking with my original answer.
I do think respect is a little over. Like, my knee-jerk reaction is you definitely need to take that. But I don't know. You could live without it.
I mean, if you have power, you don't really need money, right?
Yeah, I guess.
What if you had power and respect? Like, I feel like you don't need money if you have those things, right?
That's what I'm saying.
So, Jay, you're going with power and respect?
No, I'm going respect and money.
But no power. What good is money if you have no power?
Well, I mean, like, I don't have power now, and I'm okay with it. You know?
Well, I would say you have a little bit of everything right now. And to become an in, dude.
Little bit of Monica, doo-doo-doo.
I mean, they all... As long as I keep my respect, I'm going to have it all.
Since you made the question, whose respect exactly are we talking about? Like your family?
Like everybody's.
Okay.
Like everyone you
like
care
your community?
Just respect. You know, everything. All the respect one can ask for.
I think you got him, Jay.
You got him. So.
I respect myself,
that's what counts.
I like me. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't change me for a whole bunch of Queenie McBears.
Wow.
Guru and I watched Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and one of her favorite parts is he says, John Candy says, I like me, my wife likes me, that's the only thing I care about. I don't care if anybody else likes me.
Okay. Final answer. I think money and respect. I don't have power. I don't need power. I'm not a power hunger guy.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
What would you use the money? What would you use the power for?
I don't know. Reshape the
more
world.
Money.
First you get the power, then you get the
money.
First you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the women.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's like reshape the world in my image. What else would you do with power?
Oh.
But do you think that your image is that great?
Nah.
Do you think you could do such amazing things?
Do a darn sight better running it than the people who currently do. Tell you that much.
I don't know if that's true.
Alright.
Like they've been to like law school and stuff.
Well, that's a different question question of the day, I suppose.
Do you think you're qualified to run the world? See, like I know I'm not.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, if someone's got to have the money and the power, might as well be me. Anyway, thank you for joining us.
All
right, well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty. We'll book with us next time.
Yeah, with us. Bye.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. to Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.